Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. My sisters and my brothers, this morning I want to make an appeal to you, a two-part appeal. You've heard it before, and we'll all hear it again, and we will need to hear it again, but that doesn't change the fact that on the basis of Romans 12, verses 1 and 2, I am appealing to you all, to every Christian here, and I am appealing to you today, right now. God wants you to give yourself to Him, your whole self. That's the appeal. Give yourself to God today. Paul says that God wants us to be like living sacrifices, an odd thing to say because, as you know, in general and most of the time, sacrifices are dead or they get dead and then they get burned or eaten or both. But not you and not me. God wants us as living sacrifices to belong to Him for His use and for His purposes today. And not only today, but because we're living sacrifices and not dead, our lives belong to Him also tomorrow and every day. He wants all of you and all of me. Present your bodies, Paul says, probably as a way of keeping us from thinking that the appeal somehow only affects our heart or our mind. It applies to my feet, where I go today. It applies to my hands, the work that you do today. It applies to our mouths, the words that we say today. And this is, Paul says, what it means to worship God thoughtfully and thoroughly. I am not my own any longer, and you are not your own. You are His. And I appeal to you, give yourself to God today. He will be pleased with this offering. He wants it. He wants to use you for His purposes today. His purpose to love and forgive others, His purpose to encourage and strengthen others, His purpose to bring honor to Himself. That's the first part of the appeal. Today, give yourself to God. The second part of the appeal sort of answers how. How might this happen? Paul calls us and says, be transformed, be changed by the renewing of the mind. Friends, there is an old evil age that still lingers. It still works. It still calls to us. This old age has ways of thinking. It has values. It has beliefs. I just picked one. The old age believes this. I am the center. I choose. I'm in charge. And what I say goes. It's a very popular way of thinking. It's a very old way of thinking. It leads us into sin, into selfishness, into pride. That thinking belongs to the old evil age, which is passing away. I appeal to you, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to think. You are not your own. You are Christ's. You are not the center. Your neighbor is the center. Your life is not about competition. It's not about ambition. It's not about comparing. Your life is about contentment and about loving words and loving deeds. It's about keeping promises. It's about being brothers and sisters in one family in Christ. That's a new way of thinking that can change your day. You are not the center, and I am not the center. Christ is. And then your neighbor, your classmate, your spouse, your friend, even your enemy. I appeal to you, stop thinking the old ways that are passing away. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, to be honest, it feels a little brash for me to be standing up here telling us all what to do. If you think that's odd, let me tell you something even more unusual. I actually believe that you'll do it. Because the appeal that I am making is not based upon your strength of will. It's not based upon your commitment or my wisdom or anything in us at all. I appeal to you through the mercies of God. The mercies of God. You see, by his mercy, you, baptized, believing Christian, you are already his own dear child. In his mercy, he gave himself to you. He gave himself for you long ago when he lived and he taught and he healed and he prayed and he suffered and he died and he rose again to unending life. He gave himself completely and utterly for you. Yes, he did. When he did that, he took you out of the grip of the enemy, sin, the guilt of which would have separated you forever from God. When he did that in mercy, he snatched you right out of the grip of the enemy, Satan, who wanted to devour you and keep you his and away from God forever. In his mercy, Jesus gave himself utterly and completely for you. And then he came to you when you were baptized. Yes, he did. He came to you in his mercy. He came and he changed your past by wiping away all of your sins and making you right with God. He came to you in mercy and he gave you a present by joining himself to you right now so that his mercies are new every morning, and they are here this morning. He came to you in mercy, and he promised you a future in a new heavens and a new earth that he will recreate when this old, weary, evil age has finally passed away and all things are new. In mercy, he chose you. Not as an afterthought, not as a last-minute sort of idea, and not because he was waiting to see how you would turn out. Oh no, even before the world was made, your God knew you, and he chose you in mercy. Because he loved you even then, he loved you before he made you. Oh, the depths of the riches, of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. He loved you in mercy before the world was made. And so you are his, and I am his, and all who trust in Christ are his. And he is already in the process of transforming you by the renewing of your mind, and that's why you're here. Because you know and believe that you are not the center, Jesus is. And that this old age is passing away, and only the new things matter. Our minds are already being renewed. We are not the center. We are not strong. We are not able. But he is strong, and he is able to save, and he is able to strengthen. And today, he invites us to come to his mercies and to be fed, to be nourished, to be encouraged as we eat and drink his mercies. New every morning, new this morning, powerful and wonderful and cleansing for each of you and for all of us again this morning. Dear friends, I appeal to you, give yourselves to God. Let your minds be renewed. I appeal to you through the mercies of God in Jesus Christ. Amen.